Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Quinn spoke yesterday about whether or not Grady would be there. What was your read on what he said about Grady and whether or not you think Grady Jarrett's going to be at mandatory minicamp?
He was kind of speaking in a matter of, as far as I know, he should be there.
Right.
From what I gather from our conversations, he should be there. So, I mean, we've dealt with this kind of situation before when it comes to Julio Jones, and it's going to be interesting because you're looking at about almost about $90,000 if you miss that mandatory minicamp. So I think it's a matter of if Grady trying to make a statement and if $90,000 is worth trying to make that statement.
What do you expect to see from Vic Beasley throughout minicamp? He's been missing in action, training with Bud Dupree out in some farm or somewhere. We don't know exactly where. But clearly Dan Quinn feels some type of way with Vic not being there. So what do you expect to see from Vic Beasley?
I mean, a secondary pass rush move. Give me a spin move or a stab, a one-on bull rush or something.
You're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Give me something.
Well,
I mean, he asked me what I expect because that's what I expect because mm-hmm. You've been away from the team. Dan Quinn said he sat down with you and he's gone over film and he told you what exactly he wants you to do and what he's looking for and what he's expecting from you coming out of this year. And I expect, and you say you've been training with the unknown trainer, like B-Mac said, do we have a name of the facility that he's training
at? I don't know the facility, but I heard.
Bam, yeah, Bam from Adairsville?
Well, I know he's training with Bud Dupree, and I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler, okay. And Bud Dupree hasn't been consistent at all. That's not the guy I would train with. If I need to really revamp my pass rushing skills, but who knows the relationship? And I don't know. But hopefully he comes back like you said with a different move. What's the mindset around the facility about Vic Beasley not being there? I know the coaches probably feel some type of way. What about his teammates?
I mean, you know what? You know how it is, B-Mac. A lot of times when those guys, when it comes to certain situations, when their personal stuff, and when he's working on himself. I think that a lot of guys are kind of like, all right, as long as they're in contact or having those conversations with them. Mohamed Sanu was asked about Julio Jones and how he was doing. And he said, man, I've been talking to him and everything is fine. You know, so I guess as long as he's having conversations with his teammates, still keeping that connection and looking at certain things, like say, for instance, got the iPad communication. If there's something that Tat McKinley wants to work on and he's reached out to Vic, and as long as Vic is in communication with him, I think that everything should be fine. But as far as that whole Bud, that's interesting that he's training with Bud Dupree, because like you just mentioned, Bud Dupree, it hasn't lived up to his billing also in Pittsburgh, because you know, when it comes to pass rushers and outside linebackers, those guys, the Pittsburgh hardly ever misses on those guys. They have always been traditionally always been able to find guys that can rush the passer. And it seems like when you have a guy like Bud Dupree, who not necessarily lived up to that building, and also Jarvis Jones too, outside linebacker out of UGA, it's interesting that he chose to work out with a guy like Bud Dupree, because they're pretty much in the same boat. And I know for me, if I'm trying to get better, I'm working out with somebody that's better than me. That's always been my line of thinking.
Maybe they make each other feel better about their current situations, like emotionally support each other about how they've both been underwhelming.
That's a lot of hope and wishing, Bunk.
Yeah, well, you know what? We call them bunker justifications, Jarvis. You're familiar with these things.
Them BJs, man.
Yeah,
BJs today.
There you go. It's Friday, after all. Jarvis Davis joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking to Falcons. He was up at OTAs, as always. You mentioned Tack McKinley. He's been a talking point for a variety of different reasons. I don't particularly care one way or another about his interactions with the media. In fact, I thought that was kind of funny last week. What I do find interesting is that he's been training a little bit more as a linebacker. What's going on with that thought process?
I think it's more so of Dan Quinn wanting to give teams a different look. A lot of times when a quarterback comes to the line of scrimmage, they're looking at the front. They're looking at, you know, they're always identifying the middle linebacker so you can kind of get a good idea of what type of front they're in, if they're an odd front or an even front. And if you have a defensive end, a guy who's listed as a defensive end, he's standing up, that may throw a quarterback off. He may get to a point where he's not necessarily knowing what type of formation they're in, or it may change the coverage, or it may change the coverage because he may be dropping in the coverage versus, and the quarterback may think he's rushing. I think it's more so of Dan Quinn, the whole versatility he preaches that. I think it's more so just kind of give a different look. I don't necessarily think it's a position change. I wouldn't bank on that. I wouldn't look forward to Tad McKinley dropping into coverage.
No.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's more so just trying some new things out in OTAs. And that's why you have OTAs, to try to do some new things to see exactly what fit well and what does not fit well. Let's transition to the offense. A guy that I'm excited to see, and I have biased ties to this player, Devontae Freeman. I'm hearing great things about him, Jarvis. What have you seen throughout this OTA process with Mr. Freeman?
If I could use one word, B-Mac, it would have to be energy. The guy has that bounce, you know, the type of energy that he brings to the practice field, and he gets guys motivated, and you can see that he's at full speed, and he's just happy. I asked him a question. I talked to him on last week, and I asked him about how does it feel being back out there, and he was just saying, like, man, it feels like me end up being in the third grade and going out on the field for the first time and just, you know, just having fun. It's just fun. You just see the excitement in his voice, man. So, looking the expectation for your fellow Florida State guy, man, is going to be pretty high, man. You just got to stay healthy.
Do you see him even attempting to change his style of running? We had Warwick Dunn in the other day, and I asked him about it because, you know, another smaller running back from Florida State, a guy who can sort of speak to it. He said he ran smarter and tried to avoid certain contact at times and lived to play another down. That's what Warwick Dunn said. Do you think Devontae Freeman needs to adopt that style, and do you think he actually can?
I think he needs to answer your question. Yes, I think he needs to. Because, like you said, you want him to. I mean, for Falcons fans, because the investment that has been put into him from a financial standpoint, you want to see some of reap the benefits of that. Because a lot of times, guys get paid based off of what they did in the past, and that's why these contracts are built the way they are. So because they know more than likely, eventually, going to break down. And with running backs not basically being able to only get one big-time contract, you want to see the benefits of that. So I think that for him to take that advice from a guy like Ward Dunn, who was the master of avoiding contact, and it's amazing how the mindset kind of changes when you have a guy like that who was probably one of the better running backs ever to play for the Atlanta Falcons, and how he was able to be so productive later on in his career. I mean, you have to listen. But to answer the second part of your question, I think it would be hard for him to do that because that's how he's gotten to where he is. Like he said, if I'm Devontae Freeman, I'm thinking like, so basically you're telling me how I got to the NFL might not extend my career because you always told like, go hard, do your, you know, finish the run. Drop their head and lower those pads. You've always been taught that from day one, especially as a running back. So I think it's going to be really, really hard for him to do that. And since we're so late in the game in the offseason, we'll see if he's able to make that transition.
Yeah, I hope so, because if he's healthy, this offense will be unstoppable. Jarvis, one of the unknown players in the secondary is Isaiah Oliver, a very, very athletic, nice size corner from the measurables, but he is pretty much an unknown with him. What have you seen from Mr. Oliver throughout OTAs?
I mean, one of the things that I've seen from him, he's a little bit more comfortable because, you know, as a rookie coming in, you you're trying to earn your stripes and trying to learn, trying to find somebody that actually will be willing to help you out. Because, you know, I mean, as much as we like to see guys, the veterans helping out the rookies, a lot of times a veteran don't want to be helping a guy that's going to replace him. I mean, because that's essentially what happened when it comes to Robert Alford. Now, I'm not quite sure if Robert Alford was helping him out as much as Dan Quinn would have liked, but I think that going into this second year, he was one of the guys that I asked Dan Quinn about as far as making that transition, making that bump, making that jump from year one to year two. And I think he's more comfortable now. He knows the system. He's a very smart guy. He's a guy that you don't have to worry about not knowing where to be. It's just all about whether or not he's going to be able to make the play when because he's going to be in position. I think he's going to be a guy that knows the system enough and be in position to make plays. It's just whether or not he's going to be able to make those plays. And True Font even talked about him and has given him a little kudos as well in this offseason, because when you're comfortable, man, in your own skin as a player, and then you're comfortable around the team, and he's a little bit more loose than he was last year. Because talking to him in the locker room last year, he seemed like he was a little timid to kind of speak on certain things that was going on in the locker room last year. And I think that now he's kind of comfortable. He knows where pretty much is set as far as the number two corner. And I'm interested to see what he does with that, because last year he was a little shoddy. He was up and down, and you saw some glimpses of him being a guy that can contribute to this team. But I'm very interested to see where he falls with all the comfortability and also the knowledge of the defense and knowing the ins and outs of it and learning on the fly versus learning on the fly last year. I'm interested to see how that works out this year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.